Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strickland fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into left field. Kiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiner. Heft moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Altobelli moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Altobelli moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson bunts towards first. Altobelli fields the ball and throws to Houdeman covering. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Bill White now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hecht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hecht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hecht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane throws to second for one, and Hatfield throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kiner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Bob Feller now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Bob Feller. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strickland moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Joe Altobelli. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Aber now pitching. Early Win pinch hits for Don Mossy. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Rosen now playing first base. Sam Dente now playing third base. Ray Narlski now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Smith moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 5 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Frank House pinch hits for Red Wilson. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Young takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-6 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to third. Dobie moves to second. Two outs. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Sam Dente. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Dobie moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.